you down to Oak. This
oh, my goodness.
This was the finest country of oak you ever seen. There was white oaks here. You could just take the axe, take the wedge, and wedge it up and down and slab off part of it to start that hewing, you see.
Uh-huh.
Good splitting timber. It's the finest timber here you ever seen.
Oh.
In the early days, you know, right along about 1980, it's the finest timber here you ever seen.
Huh, and they've cut it off since.
It's all been cut off and gone.
That's good.
Cut off a stave timber. And
what'd they put on the top of those houses?
The timber was all good splitting timber here them days, and they just made boards. They could make them, that wide and just as thin as shingles.
Just by splitting them?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they call those boards? Anything special?
That's what they called them, boards. They called them boards, and they had a thing with a handle on it. They'd drive in and just bring it down like that. And a man, board maker, could make 3,000-4,000 of them boards a day.
Boy.
Yeah, he could just as fast as he could throw them out just as fast as he could walk. When I settled up down the river, there was a tree in my field. It was an oak tree, and it was, I believe it was 32 or 34 feet around at the bottom.
My goodness.
And something happened, it died. I wasn't going to cut it, you know, I was just leaving it. Well, James Ray has seen that tree and talked to you this morning.
Uh-huh.
He seen that and helped me measure. We put a lariat rope around there.
Well, lightning struck it, didn't it?
Yeah, lightning struck it and killed it. So I had it weighed and boards. It made it 20,000. It made boards 3 deep in the log, you know, like here is round. They split this one and block out there one and here one. And there, 3 deep in the
Goodness, that was a valuable tree, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. It was valuable to look at. I hated to see it die.
Yeah.
I was just keeping it for just people to see.
Uh-huh.
You know, you take an oak tree that's the length of a lariat rope, that's a pretty good tree.
Yeah.
That's a big tree.
You mentioned lariat rope. Did you run cattle in here then?
Oh, yeah, we
run. We lived up on the river about 17 miles.
Uh-huh.
Well, we just moved down here 5 years ago.
Oh.
You see, we quit.
Uh-huh.
We had cattle and everything. You know, we just got to where we couldn't feed.
Uh-huh.
We stayed up there 4 or 5 years and tried to take care of these cattle, and we'd start in about 2 o'clock in the evening, and it'd take us till after dark to get our cattle fed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just working us to death, and we just quit.
That's smart to do that, too.
I don't know, I was happy.
Yeah, you're happy, but you might not be alive now.
Well, up till this thing happened to me now, you know, I thought a real man. I don't know. I just, you know, I weighed 180, and since that happened to me, I can't keep my pants up.
Well, that's good. And that's one of the first things they say is take off the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I have an uncle who had a heart attack. Oh, I guess it was about 9 years ago. That's the first thing that he did is take off his middle. He's just as happy now. He takes it easy, he lives with it, but...
No, I couldn't get out and do things like I used to, could you see? I couldn't stand it now.
Uh-huh.
And then...
No, I can't either. I was thinking about that, the things I did, even 15 years ago. Oh, you were going to tell me what you call these rooms in your house.
The rooms?
Yeah. What rooms did you have?
Well, I don't know what you call them, man. We had the kitchen, dining room, and...
Mostly just living room and bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have houses in days like you do now.
Yeah.